Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist. I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be entitled, What Happens When a Narcissist Gets Old? What happens as a narcissistic person gets older and the back starts hurting and they can't clap the cheeks like they used to because they need a hip replacement and all the other good stuff, y'all? And this is not me picking on older folks. I love my older folks. Trust me. Trust and believe. So what happens when a narcissistic person like myself gets older? So one of a narcissist's biggest fears, y'all, is absolutely getting old, because narcissists and vanity kind of go hand in hand a lot of times. Not all narcissists are vain, because not all narcissists are, you know, vain, but like a lot of narcissistic people are, including myself. I'm a vain person, y'all. I can't help it. It's part of who I am. Don't judge me. But yeah, one of a lot of narcissists' biggest fears is absolutely getting older and their looks fading and them not being able to get what they want to from people and not getting compliments and validation and supply from how they look, how they're perceived. So narcissistic people, especially the truly vain ones, will hyper focus on their looks and their health and their appearance and things of that nature. Y'all can tell I come on here, I'm getting less and less vain, because I come on this camera sometimes and my hair be all messed up. I'll be looking kind of terrible. But just like I said, as a narcissist gets older, they tend to focus on their, you know, their vanity. The fear of getting older kicks in. I get a lot of people in my comment section that have been dealing with narcissists for a very, very long time, and they ask me, do narcissists get better with age? And I'd be telling them, like, no, absolutely not. Most times the narcissist does not. They get worse with age. They absolutely get worse because their looks are fading. It's harder for them to lose weight, especially if they're in the fitness world or whatever. It's harder for them to lose weight. It's harder for them to stay in shape and things like that. They can't eat what they want to. They take that anger and frustration out on the world. And typically the world, what I mean by the world, is the people closest to them. So as they get older, they might actually get meaner. They might actually get more aggressive. They might actually launch more vitriol at you and things like that. The rage might increase and things like that. Because the older they get, they understand that you might be the person that they're left with. They go through midlife crisis and stuff like that and start cheating when they get older. You know, they be on dating apps in their 60s, lying and saying in their 40s and 50s and stuff like that. I'm just telling y'all, people just hold out hope that it'll get better as they get older. They have to grow out of it. Y'all, they 55 years old. How much more time are you willing to give them to grow up? How much more time are you willing to give them to have some type of emotional maturity and things like that? How much time are you willing to? Because that narcissistic person, they will play on your time, y'all. They know time is finite. So the older a narcissist gets, the more fear that kicks in. Their fear component kicks in. And a lot of times they might go crazy. I'm just telling you. I'm not telling you crazy to hurt you or harm you. I'm just talking about crazy in their behaviors. Their behaviors might become increasingly more erratic and things like that. They might take it, and they're going to take it out on you. I have a fear of getting older and getting wrinkles on my face and stuff like that. That fear is still palpable right now. This second I'm talking to you right now. I'm 37 years old. I'll be 38 July 14th, 1985, y'all. It is kind of wild to me, honestly. That I'll be 14 here. I mean, not 14. I'll be 38 years old next year. I'm closer to 40 than I am to 30. It's kind of wild to me when I think about that. But when you're dealing with narcissistic people, just be wary. The older they get, the worse they might get. And I've talked to a lot of people here recently, well, more recently than not, that they get tired of dealing with the aging narcissistic person. They be with people for 30, 40 years, and it's just like, you know what? I'd rather spend the rest of my life by myself. I'd rather take the chance of spending the rest of my life by myself than to spend one more second with you, because you're a horribly evil person. You have nothing to offer me but pain and suffering for the rest of my life. They'll leave. I've seen people with terminal cancer leave their husbands and wives. Well, these are the people. These have been women. I've seen people with terminal cancer that leave their husbands because my time on this earth is limited. I'd rather be by myself than give them one more breath of being able to hurt me. You see what I'm saying? They think their time is limited and things like that. So you have to empower yourself. You have to be as strong as you possibly can, because narcissistic people, toxic people, they're, like I said, the older they get, the more angrier they might become. I know people are going to say, well, this is just not narcissists, y'all. This is not just a narcissist thing. Yeah, it's not just a narcissist thing. I'm just talking specifically about a lot of narcissistic people. This is not all encompassing. This getting older and angrier doesn't necessarily make you a narcissist, y'all. They say it like that. Getting older and angrier does not necessarily mean that you're a narcissist. Getting older and being afraid for your looks to change and get older and wrinkles and not being able to run and move around a lot does not make you a narcissist, y'all. It makes you, sometimes that's just a human thing. Getting older is fear. But like I said, getting older with narcissists, a lot of narcissists, makes them more erratic, makes them more dangerous sometimes. Make them more, I'm not saying physically dangerous, I'm saying it makes them more emotionally dangerous. Because they don't want to get old, y'all. They, like I said, especially because they think that their way of getting supply is running out. Like, I get supply on my looks and my appearance. That's going to run out soon. What am I going to do? So sometimes they're hyper-focused on different ways to get supply from people. You see what I'm saying? They'll cheat on you, try to have kids with somebody else. They'll try to focus on their careers and their success to get more money up, to try to get more money to get supply that way. I'm gonna get my money up. I'll get supply that way. They start to try to hyper focus on different ways that they can get equal supply and things like that. They try to focus on different ways that they can get supply other than their vanity and their looks and things like that. They're still gonna be hyper focused on their looks. But like I said, when they get older and their looks start to fade, they're gonna get angrier. And they're going to, it might make them hyper focus on finding different ways to get supply. I'm going to focus on my career now. I'm going to try to get this promotion. I'm going to try to become a millionaire or a billionaire just so I can, you know, get supply this way. I'm going to try to become a social media personality so I can get supply that way. They're going to do different things, y'all, as they get older to try to find ways to get more supply. I'm just telling you, they could become very, very erratic. Some of them could become very, very dangerous. It just depends on the person. I promise you, y'all. It really just depends on the person and how they react and how much are you willing to tolerate. You know what I mean? The older they get, they might start to try to live vicariously through their children. They might start taking, like I said, try to replace their children in their own life. You know what I mean? Try to live vicariously through their children, try to get their kids to be just like them or get their kids to do the stuff that they never could do. I'm just telling y'all. If you're with a narcissistic person that's getting older, don't expect them to just get better. Just like, you know what, I'm older. Let me settle down and stop being, you know, stop raging out. Stop giving the silent treatment. Let me stop doing this right here, y'all. You know, no, it don't work that way. They're not going to get older. Just like, you know what, I'm done being toxic. No. Can some of them do that? Yeah, some of them can do that. But I think most of them are going to be like, you know what? Toxicity it is. They're going to choose toxicity because toxicity can also be a way that they can get supply from other people. They can just be the mean old grandma or mean old grandpa or something like that. And that's the way they get supply from being mean to people. You mean? I'm just telling y'all, it's just a wild experience being with a narcissist that's getting older. Don't expect the behaviors to get better. I think a lot of people get twisted up on that, thinking that it's going to somehow get better because they get older. It does not. Most times. It absolutely does not. You know, a lot of times it gets worse. But anyway, y'all, let me cut this thing short. Y'all see I got the brand on. I'm strong. I love me. Strong. I'm strong. The brand is still here. The self-love, self-encouragement, self-empowerment brand is here. It's in the description. The link is in the description of every single video I do, every single podcast I do. If you listen to this on Apple Music or Spotify, thank y'all so much for giving me the 5-star ratings, y'all. Thank y'all so much. Like, it was super encouraging over the weekend, over Christmas and stuff like that, to see all the positive reviews that flooded in after that one person decided to give me a 1-star review because I was horrible to listen to because I was passionate about talking about narcissists and kids. I'm sorry, guys. Anyway, y'all, thank you so much for tuning in. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.